Are you done playing with your phone now?
I think so.
You think you have like important messages or something going through?
Yes, I do.
You got too many as in essence to our conversation today. You have too many circles.
I have a lot of circles juggling, actually. Yes. Hi, my name is Michelle Maross. We're Denim and Pearl.
And I'm Brian Swanson. So you screwed it all up.
Denim and Pearls. Business casual.
Oh, business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
With pearls of wisdom.
From
the porch.
The porch. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
So anyhow, we've already gone through this. I'm Brian. She's Michelle. And if you haven't watched this before, things get a little strange around here sometimes.
Well, we're busy people. And what is our topic today?
Will the circle be unbroken?
Will the circle be unbroken? What are we talking about?
By and by, Lord, by and by. It's actually a religious song, sort of, kind of country song, religious song. It was done mainly, it's all about the fact that a guy loses his mother. He follows her casket down the road through the procession and all that other kind of stuff. Gets home, and the brothers and the sisters are all sad and those kind of things. And that's kind of where the story ends. But if you really start digging deep into it, I think what it stands for is if you have a circle of relationships, such as a family, and the mother in this case, or the hierarchy, the monarch of the family has gone away, how does that circle stay connected is really, I think, where the question, really comes in. Will it be unbroken?
And what triggered all of this is we lost, Lisa Marie Presley.
Well, Lisa Marie, there's been a lot
there's
of
a
them.
Lot.
In just in the last couple of weeks or last few months within our lifetime, those that we looked up to as heroes or celebrities or whatever.
But what we brought up this whole topic about is we all have our different circles. We have our family, we have our friends, we have our bowling league, we have our little networking groups. We all have different types of circles. And what I was...
Some of them are called cliques, but...
Yeah, well, the thing is what we were talking about, Brian and I were talking about earlier, was sometimes there's circles that we think are solid circles.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't. They're smoke and mirrors. So basically, you've seen, I remember my grandfather used to be able, he would smoke a cigarette and he would puff this little perfect circle out of his mouth. And it was this perfect solid circle. And you're like, wow, that is so beautiful. And then it would just disseminate. Disappear. So what you thought was solid goes away. And what we were sharing about it is sometimes it happens in our lives and we think this is a solid friendship. This is a solid, marriages the same way. This is a solid circle. That's why we have our wedding rings, right? We have our wedding rings and they're solid circles and they're made out of, and then people get divorced because the circle breaks.
Right.
And what we were talking about and why we wanted to share it with you today was our contemplation of what is a circle? What is that unit that we have? Are they solid or are they made of glass? Or smoke.
Right. I think some of it all depends. I mean, friendships are those things that we create all kinds of them. I was in the military. I went through basic training and I went through tech school and I went on TDYs and I had people. For the most part, the majority of the people in those circles that, you spend a couple months with or whatever.
Are you slumping?
No, I'm like leaning back in the chair, kind of, sort of.
No leaning.
But those circles that you work with, on a temporary basis, I wouldn't call those a good solid circle.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't even remember half of the people, but not even half, not even close to half of the people that I had relationships with.
Well, and that's why we were talking about the circles of families, okay? Because think about it, when you have a solid circle, like, wow, this is great. And then one thing happens and everything starts falling apart. And what you realize, it really wasn't a circle. It was almost like a bracelet. And there was one linchpin that kept it all together, right? And when that linchpin broke, walked off or moved away or whatever, the whole circle fell apart because it was never really there.
Right.
It was smoke.
Yeah.
And we're getting all philosophical on you today.
I don't know if it's philosophical or not. I think everybody out there, can really relate to this because we've all got different relationships, different circles that we travel in. And some of them, even 10, 15 years, 20 years, they're great circles. And then all of a sudden somebody pisses somebody off, or somebody gets they draw their attention somewhere else,
or they just grow apart.
Right.
It doesn't have to be that negative.
Well, even in, well, it's not always negative either, because sometimes, especially in entrepreneurship, your focus has become what you're working on. They become your business, and that becomes your life. That becomes your circle. Well, those friends that you had before, they just kind of sometimes have to wait until you've gotten through
whatever
your building of your business, you know, and because you walk into a multi-level marketing or a direct sales type business, you go into that, they say, well, you know, sometimes you're just going to have to miss a kid's soccer game. Well, wait a minute, that's a circle I don't want to break. Mm-hmm. But that party, that 21st birthday party or 30th birthday party of a friend that you've known for 40 years, you work the numbers. Anyway, that might not be as important because you'll see them tomorrow.
And they'll understand.
Right. And they understand that you're working your business. They understand that you had a kids' concert, or they understand that you had something to do with your business and you were building your business at the time.
They realize that you also have a business and a life just like them. You know, and so that's why we were talking about circles, is sometimes we grasp onto those circles that are really smoke and try to put them back together again. And I know we're talking in parables with circles and things like that, and smoke and mirrors and solid circles and rings. And, but what it is,
a magician talk show.
Yeah, it's a magician. It's really about who's in your circle. How strong is it? Mm-hmm. And look at your group. Look at your relationships. Is it really a circle, or is it just really one person right. holding you all together?
It can be that.
Or one subject or one widget or whatever it is. What's holding you together?
I just realized our microphone is all the way over here.
Can you hear us?
I hope they can hear us. I think they can. So, well, another part of it is too, is sometimes somebody jumps into the middle of that circle or the outer edge of that circle and disrupts it. So the question is that circle strong enough to come back together and make a circle? Because you get people that come in with rumors, or they think they heard something, or they know something about somebody in that circle, and they either ask the question and it cause, or they give their opinion and it just causes chaos.
Well, because it causes, it raises questions, is what you said.
Right.
Well, and the thing is that's when that circle, that ring, whatever that relationship is, that's when communication comes in. That's where we are coming in.
Right.
It all comes back to talking and figuring out what really works. Because let's say if it was that one particular widget that kept your whole business together because your team worked well because you were working on that one widget A.
Right.
Well, widget A is done and now everyone's falling apart. No, we have widget B to work on. Do we still want to work on this together?
Right.
And as if we're talking relationships with friends, that makes it where the friendship has to say, okay, we've been together. Is that one rumor worth breaking us all apart from an outside source who doesn't know us at all?
Well, I think that also becomes part of the responsibility of the individual pieces of the circle.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Because the individual pieces have to either know that rumor or story is not true, or they have to confirm it and figure out why the question was asked anyway, and then find out that it was just a bunch of malarkey.
Exactly.
What a great word today. Malarkey.
Well, and you've got to think that happens with a lot of relationships, even marriages, and that sometimes it's an innuendo that causes just complete strife. And then you say, oh, well, 5 years ago you did this. Don't look back. Don't look back. You know the person you're with. And if you listen to something and you hear it and you believe it, then you already had doubt in your head.
It's an idea of the trust. It's a trust relationship to a certain degree.
So
you know, it's not always based on the word trust. But there could be plenty of other things. But
yeah, but the thing is it comes back to communication. If you have a ring that is falling apart.
What are you trying to say?
You got to talk. If something comes in and you're like, oh my gosh, you're right. That does sound kind of like bad. Oh, that would be bad. And your circle starts breaking apart. It's time to not question that person. It's time to ask questions and talk openly and listen. Business, relationships, personal relationships.
But what do you do when a question is, you know, because I think this is what holds us all back from asking those questions a lot of times is what is so important that you can't ask the question? What do you do then?
Huh?
Well, there's a lot of times it's fear of asking the question because somebody's going to look bad on you or just think you're totally mistaken. And why are you asking me that question? And
okay, if you're afraid of that, ask it anyways, because then it'll clear up all the other things, right?
It just might.
And that's the thing is, like in families, like in the song that we chose today, mm-hmm. in families, is the circle broken? Is the family broken because the matriarch of the family is gone? Well, there is always a matriarch or a patriarch in every relationship.
Patriarch, that's the word I was looking
for. In every relationship, and no matter what relation, there's always one pin. And you have to understand, is that leader of that circle, is that leader for all of you or just for themselves? Because when that linchpin goes and they're by themselves, then everything falls apart. But right. if they're building the family, that relationship together, and it doesn't really matter if the linchpin's there because they've already established a rapport among all of us that we're all together. You see? We're in this together. We're all going to fall. The ship's going down. We're all going down.
You ever been in that conversation and all of a sudden you find yourself somewhere else?
No.
In your head? You just find yourself somewhere else?
Oh, you do that all the time.
I just did that.
Where'd you go?
I was like, I have no idea.
You don't know where you went?
So just wait a minute. You said something. What the hell did you say?
How? It goes back to the John Maxwell leadership of the lid philosophy. Yeah. The whole group, the whole family, the whole organization is only as strong as the leader, as the leader's lid, their right. ability to lead is. And so every group, every relationship, every whatever you have, there's always one real leader in that group. Mm-hmm. And if the leader has empowered everyone to be leaders in the group together, mm-hmm. when the linchpin moves, the circle just goes
right.
comes right back together again.
Well, I think a good example of that is in my business that I have, my financial business, I started like 3 or 4 different teams. Mm-hmm. Well, when I started those teams, I would turn around and get stationed somewhere else in the military because mm-hmm. my finances was part-time. So I built those teams. And then when I moved out of the state or out of the city or whatever, I lost those teams. Mm-hmm. So why? Because I wasn't a leader enough to make it cohesive, to make that team work together without me.
Well, I'm thinking like all these networking groups.
Yes.
A lot of networking groups come and go. Why? Because the leader who started it either walked away and didn't empower someone else to take over and keep it going, or they left and it kept going because they empowered the group
right.
They could keep going.
Well, some of them died just because one is leadership. Which is always the primary thing. You know, the buck stops here. There's always that.
That's what I'm getting at.
But there's also the part that they don't empower the people to make the decisions by themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And if they do empower the people if they don't, that causes a lot of turmoil and stuff like that while the leader is still there. But then if the leader leaves, it just goes, it breaks up. It's instant. It's also one of the numbers that I like to throw out there when you're looking at a networking group, we have a lot of direct sales type of, you know, folks in those networking groups. You don't normally have a big of a Fortune 500 company group.
And if they did, they're sending somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. So if you look at that, there's a train of thought difference between them. Okay, everybody thinks differently depending on where they're at in their level of entrepreneurship or whether they're working for that top 500 company or top 50 company, whatever it is. They think at a higher, let's call it a higher level for an example. So what happens is if you get too many of one type of in a group, the groups will break up. Okay, so in other words, if you have a whole bunch of MLM folks and then you have a bunch of brick and mortar folks.
They don't talk well together.
They don't talk real well together. But if the MLM or direct sales gets to about 60% of the group, as far as the numbers are concerned, 60% of the group, the group's going to break up. Because there's not enough give and take and those kind of things in conversations in order to keep the group going. I know that was a little off track, but You don't believe me, do you?
No, I do believe you. I just don't know where to go from there.
Well, the magic number in that case is 60%. And if we're looking at a networking group as a circle, okay, a circle has to be balanced also. Because if it's got a flat side on it, like a tire,
it's not going to roll so well. And so the bottom
line, that was an interesting metaphor.
Yeah, the bottom line is if you have your circles, and we know you do, no matter what they are, you have to make sure that where there's a leader, the leader is leading people to be leaders themselves.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Okay. And for those of you who are listening and say, well, I'm not really a leader, I'm sorry, you're a leader somewhere in some way, shape, or form. And especially in our world of entrepreneurship and small businesses, you're leading a lot of things and you just don't realize that you are. You are a leader of your business, of your brand, of who you are. Don't break the circle.
Will the circle.
I don't know the song.
You don't know the song?
Not at all. So the thing The thing
I'll have to play that song for you later. Okay.
Well, the thing is.
Yeah, this was my idea and see where it's going.
Well, and what we're talking about is we all have our circles and we all have those moments where we think, oh my gosh, this is a flat tire. We are not going anywhere. Pump it up if you want to save that tire, right? Put some air in it. There's ways to revive circles.
This whole show is about metaphors. I love it.
It is, because I see it as a big smoke ring, and most of things is, I don't know, it's like a smoke ring and then you freeze it and it gets hard. I don't know, man.
You were just asked if you can't believe that you don't know that song either. There's actually a song you don't know.
Yeah, I don't recognize it.
Well, like I said, it's sung in the church a lot.
I grew up in the Philippines in the Church of Christ. We don't sing songs that Americans sing.
Oh, okay. But it's also a country song.
Yeah, and I don't listen to country.
Shame on you.
I listen to country when I'm with certain friends who only listen to country, and then I abide to that, but I don't really listen to them and learn them.
So you're the missing piece of the circle.
I am.
Or the oddball pieces.
I'm the oddball piece.
You're the flat side when it comes to music.
Country.
Oh, country. Now, wait a minute. You do a good Reba McEntire. Or no, not Reba. What was it? Coal Miner's Daughter. Yeah.
No, I do some Loretta Lynn. I do some good country. It's just, it's not something high on my list. So, you know, don't put me in a circle of country singers. Okay. It's probably not going to work so well for me.
Oh, it
but
will.
The thing is, do you have a circle? Yes, you do. You have money.
Oh, I know another good one.
One.
We put you into a circle yesterday that I never expected you to.
Oh,
come into and be accepting thereof. It was interesting.
Yes. So
you don't have to tell them what we're going to do, but I'm just talking about the type of.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. So something's coming up in my list of things Michelle does.
It's kind of her bucket list in a way.
Yes, it is a bucket list thing. So it'll be fun to do at least once or twice, but we'll let you know. And wow. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing was, is I put you.
Hi, Helene.
I introduced you to somebody outside our normal circles. Mm-hmm. And she's a fantastic individual, but when you see her on the surface, she's very dark.
She says she's dark.
And she says she's dark, but she's not. The more I sit there, because I got to know her a lot more yesterday.
Or as I told her when we were talking to her, you're me 10 years ago. She says, how old are you? I do 10 years older than you.
But it was interesting because I didn't think that. I mean, I know anybody will love you and you love anybody. That's not the question here. But I didn't think that it would be such a open arm welcome and such an open arm, I'm coming to you, kind of conversation.
Welcome to the world of Michelle.
Yes. So,
I love multiple circles. If I was in a three ring circus, I'd be juggling about 20 rings. Because my thing is, I believe that, you know, relationships make the world go around, right? And the more relationships you have, that chain builds around the world, and we can make the world a better place by being individuals together and connecting circles to each other. So the connection that Brian connected me to is a world I would have never walked into willingly.
Right.
Okay. And when he said, I want you to meet this person.
I wouldn't say willingly. I would use the word voluntarily.
Okay. I would have been hesitant because
yes,
I think it's really cool. It's a really cool world, but in my branding and who I am, it's not something I would really link. And as I was talking to this individual, I'm like, oh, I'm so in. And it was so neat to go into another world, another circle, and realize how many commonalities we had. Mm-hmm. So that link became another link in our link. And so now right. Brian and I have just made 5 other links to other communities with one conversation.
Right.
And so when you, and that's where we're talking about circles and clicks, okay? Right. There's a difference between a circle and a click. A circle is willing to have other circles join in. A click.
Olympic rings.
Yes. A click is locked. Remember, we all think about high school with the mean girls from the cheerleading squad where no one was good enough to be with them unless they made the cheerleading squad, that kind of thing. That's a click.
You got that song running through my head now from last night.
Valley Girl. That's what I was thinking.
It actually came on the radio last night.
I was thinking the Valley Girls too. I'm like, oh my God, like totally gag me with a spin. And so
Brody.
You think about those kind of clicks and we're adults now. We don't need those kind of clicks. We don't need to be able to lock people out of our circles. Honestly, it's more beautiful to allow more people to come into the circle because that circle becomes stronger, more diverse, and more beautiful. See, that's why I was introduced to this other person last night that Brian connected me to, is all about diversity and inclusiveness of more people mm-hmm. so that we can be broader and expand the experiences of other people. Mm-hmm. And so that's what started it. This man said, you know, I think you might want to meet this lady. I don't know if you're going to click or not. And then we click so well, we have 4 more other chains coming.
Yeah,
and
I was
more
scared.
Relationships.
I was scarred.
You were scarred?
I sit back and all I couldn't do anything. I couldn't talk. I put 2 cents in. They just kept going and going and going and going. And I just sat back and watched.
Because she's my sister from another mister.
And I mean, my job was to put them together. I mean, if we look at the universe and the thought process here, it was my job to put them together.
Yeah.
And then I did my job and I could have went out and waited on you and, you know, got drunk or something.
Well, what's really funny about this is we've already connected and didn't realize it. So the Valentine Soiree is something that our friend Avital Miller puts on, and it's in Denver, February 11th. Mm-hmm. And it's, what's the name of the venue?
Miris.
In Denver. And if you're interested, we'll put the link into the chat so that if you're interested to come and join us, it's going to be quite the show. And it's in a beautiful venue. Well, we all met really at the Valentine's Soiree. We were all connected to it last year. I was the MC. Mm-hmm. This year, I'm the MC again. And then this time, these individuals are performers at the event and models at the event. And so to connect us all together, it was like, we already met. But we didn't know we met. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I was in my bubble of MC mm-hmm. and sticking next to the sound guy doing all the sound. So I didn't walk around and meet them. I didn't even realize that they were in the room. And so now it's like, wait a minute, you were there? Well, I was there. Well, I'm going to be there on the other. Well, so am I. And so it was like, we already knew all the same people. But because everyone's in their own little circle, we never connected. The circles. We never became the Olympic rings. Last night, we became the Olympic rings when we realized we were all connected to the same people, just always passing each other.
Should I tell them what I learned yesterday that I had no idea about?
What?
The thing in the basement that it's got bearings.
Okay. The thing is, he's talking.
I did not know this.
Okay, what he was talking about is one of the ladies there. She's a performer, but she's an aerial performer. Mm-hmm. And what she does is she, on a pole, like a pole dancing pole.
Exactly.
Brian here thought when, you know, when the ladies go up or the men go up and they climb up and they spin and they're spinning on a pole, he thought for somehow their hands were spinning
on the pole.
The whole
I thought
pole,
the pole was stationary.
The whole pole moves.
But it's actually on bearings so that it turns. I did not know that. I was just totally
whipped out. They're already talented. For them to be able to move their hands that quickly without you noticing, that would be some pure talent. But the core strength of this gal, so she does and straight out. You're like, whoa, look at those abs. Yeah, so we learned.
We all have to learn something new every day. And that was my lesson for yesterday.
Oh, thank you. You put the valentinesoiree.com in the comments.
I did.
Seriously, if you are in the Denver area, Colorado Springs area, Colorado area, come out to the soiree on the 11th of February and join us, because I'm the MC and Brian is doing all the sound and all the pretty things to make us all look good. And basically, where there's a fashion show, there's, oh my goodness, there's so much going on in that. There's acrobatics, there's dancers, and we're doing a single person auction. And all the money goes to No Kid Hungry.
No Kid Hungry. Yeah, there's no S on kids.
And if you are a nonprofit and you own or know of a nonprofit who would like to come out and speak about your nonprofit at the event, reach out, go to thevalentinesoiree.com, and I'm sure there's a connect with us button. Click on it and say, hey, I've got a nonprofit and I'd love to come speak at your event.
Yeah. So you got that. We're looking for a sponsor. They're looking for sponsorships and donations and, you know, the typical stuff.
Yeah.
So since we're down to like 5 minutes, 4 minutes now, let's talk about my book and then we'll talk about next week.
Okay.
Is it next week?
Week after.
Okay. So I put together, if you look on my Facebook page, I'm putting together an adoptee book. That book is about the stories of adoptees who have actually found their biological parents. Now, I was told just recently, like yesterday, and I have to do some more research, that I shouldn't use the term bio parents or biological parents because it's not proper. And I don't understand, without my research, I do not understand what's wrong with that term and what other term I should use in its place. So we'll just call it bio parents for now, or birth parents for now.
Yeah.
So if you've got a story that you would love to share, put it in writing, somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 words. We're going to put a whole conglomeration. What's it called?
Collaboration
together book. And hopefully cross our fingers, it ends up on Times Square.
It'll be on the Jumbotron on April 25th. 25, 26. Yeah.
So your name could be on the book, in the book, and on the big screen.
Yes. So come and join us. Write him. Say, hey, I've got a story. If you've got a story, or if you have a friend who has an adoption story, even if they're not sure if they want to share it, if they connect with Brian, they get on a call and they can talk to him about it and say, hey, is this worthy enough to be on this in your book? And he's a nice guy. Connect him. And they can
just use my own words. He's probably right. I should use my own words. Just quit stealing yours.
Oh. Okay. Anyway. And then on here in Colorado Springs, at Production Point in Colorado Springs, I'm hosting my second boot camp, speaker boot camp. It's called the Unapologetic Speaker Camp with Michelle Maras, or Dr. Michelle Maras.
Doctor.
And if you're interested in joining that, write me, Michelle Maras. Okay, you can find me. You're on the page. Write me on Denim and Pearls. If you don't have me on your Facebook page, you just
MichelleMaras.com.
Or MichelleMaras.com, and just write me and say, hey, I'm interested in going to your boot camp. But you even have, if you want to just come, if you go to my website, MichelleMaras.com, it's a pop-up. You can say, I want to go in. And that's it.
I want to be part.
Yeah. So, rings. Sometimes the rings in your world are actually smoke rings.
You realize you just brought us back full circle, right?
Dun-dun-dun. Sometimes you hold on to these smoke rings hoping that they're solid. Sometimes they're not meant to stay. Okay. So don't mourn a circle decimating.
What's
the word? Decimating?
Close enough.
But look for the next ring that just opened up. And if you'd like to keep your rings tight and your friendships tight and your relationships tight, well, then maybe you be that linchpin that keeps it all together. Be the leader that's inside of you. Thank you so much for joining us on Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
And we thank you so much for joining us today. And we'll see you next week on Denim and Pearls.
I think we're done. Bye.